topic of Akhirah. Let us briefly go over the words of Dunya and Akhirah. These are the two terminologies referring to this world and the afterlife. Dunya and Akhirah. So let's look at some of the connotations that we could get from both words. The word dunya in Arabic, which means this world, it means low. If we go back to the root word, it means something that is low, something that is below. In fact, another variation of the word itself, dunya, dani or dana, is anything that is very lowly. In terms of, if you have a person that doesn't have a good character at all, has very bad morals, that person is called dani. So this kind of points out to us the value of dunya. That it is something that is not only low, but it's very low in value. Akhirah, on the other hand, means the end. Akhiru shay is the last part of it, the end of it. And also the if you go into the sarf of the word akhirah, it also gives an impression that is of something that is the end, but it is long or everlasting. So the word akhir wasn't really used, but it is akhirah, which is a little bit different than akhir, even though they all come back from the meaning of the end. And the meaning of a word really is also a title for the concept itself. So this word is, world is something that is very low, and akhirah is the end. The final, in the end, that's where all of us are going to be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, in Surah Al-Anbiya, and this surah, by the way, one of the Sahaba, Amr ibn Abi Rabi'ah, there was one person who came to him, he hosted him as a guest. Amr ibn Rabi'ah, he hosted one Bedouin. And Amr ibn Abi Rabi'ah was very generous with this man. So this man, when he went to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given him a large piece of land. So he came back to Amr and said, I want to pay you back for your generosity. I'm going to give you this large piece of land. تَكُونُ لَكَ وَلِعَقِبِكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ, to be for you and for your children in the future, because it's such a big piece of land, it's going to be enough for all of your children after that. He said, لَقَدْ أُنزِلَ عَلَى الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْيَوْمَ آيَاتٍ أَوْ سُورَةٍ أَذْهَلَتْنَا عَنِ الدُّنْيَا. He said, today or recently, verses were revealed on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that have completely surprised us and turned us away from this world. And he was referring to the initial or the first ayat of Surah Al-Anbiya. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ, the reckoning of mankind is soon. Now this carries either of two meanings or both. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ, the reckoning is soon. It would either mean that whatever is left of this world compared to what has already passed is very small in terms of the ratio of it. And we know of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said that the Jews, they worked from Fajr until Dhuhr, and then the Christians, they came and they worked from Dhuhr until Asr, and then you are now working after Asr until Maghrib. So there's really nothing left in the day. It's almost the end of the day. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in another hadith that you, compared to the nations before, are people who are just before sunset.